You guys just won $50,000 playing the $50,000 holiday crossword. How are you feeling right now,
Dave? A lot better now that we got it actually here and cashed in. Yeah.
A little nervous before that, thinking it was wrong or, you know.
Sure. So kind of just walk me through your story, where you bought your ticket, where you scratched it, just how you reacted.
Yeah, I bought it at the Uptown Casey's there in Monroe. And we were just sitting there on Saturday night and nothing really to do. I was watching football and she was watching something in the bedroom. I don't know, well, hard to say, one of their Hallmark shows. And I just went and asked her, hey, you want a couple lottery tickets? I'll go get them. And this is a little after 8. Come back and about 10 or so, a little after 10 o'clock, she comes out and she goes, I think I just won $50,000 or hit $50,000 off a ticket. And I, what? So we ran on our phones, and sure enough, that's what it said. And whoa, we kind of been in shock ever since. We've been wanting to get siding and windows and doors. We've had several estimates. You know what? It's a done deal now.
Oh, that's fantastic. That comes at a great time.
Oh, then. Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. So you bought the ticket at the store, and then you gave it to your wife for her to scratch it off.
Yeah.
That's teamwork right there.
Joint effort.
That's right.
December 18th will be 39 years.
Fantastic.
So, yeah,
congratulations.
It's always been a joint effort. It always will be. It's just one of those things. We're together, and we'll never be apart.
That's awesome. Now, Mary, as you're scratching the ticket, do you realize that you're getting more words than usual?
No, for the longest time, I only had 2 words, and I thought, well, that's probably all it'd be, you know. And I thought, well, I need this. And pretty soon I got that one. I was like, wow. And I thought, well, if I get this one, I'll have 5 words, you know. And then at the very last letter was when I won the rest of it. But I thought I'd only won $5,000. And I checked it on my phone. I was like, well, I think that says $50,000. So I went out to him. I was like, I don't know what just happened here.
And you know what? I didn't even look at football the rest of the night. Just kept gazing at that ticket saying, oh, my God. Oh
yeah,
my
then
gosh.
We just kept rechecking the Iowa Lottery, you know, website to make sure that says that. You know, does it still say that? Oh, it's so
and
exciting.
After so late, it don't come on no more. It tells you, you know, you got to wait.
After midnight, yeah. The system shuts down for
that's
a little bit.
Okay,
for me.
Now what are we going to do? So we toss and turn. And
oh, my gosh.
Finally, you know, we get a few hours sleep. And the rest is just wait until Monday morning.
Absolutely.
No, he started calling people.
I did.
Okay. 11:30 at night. I said, no, wait until tomorrow. And he's like, no, I got to call somebody. I
know
tell
a few
somebody.
Of these people are up, so I got to call.
So you called friends and stuff
yeah,
to let them know?
Yeah, brother-in-law, a couple friends,
yeah.
Sister. So, yeah.
How did they react?
Brother-in-law, well, they all thought something was wrong. Because why else would you need to call at, you know, 12 o'clock after 12 o'clock at night? And like I said, the wife, she kept, no, you don't need to call them. I said, oh, yeah, they'll be up. Well, a couple of them was up and a couple of them wasn't.
My brother called back the next morning and said, was I dreaming or did you guys really win $50,000?
No, it's real.
It's real.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, Mary, for people who have never won the lottery before, can you kind of describe the moment that you scan the ticket and realize you just won $50,000? Like, what's the first thing that pops into your head?
Is this a dream? Am I awake? Is this real? Is it real? And then it's like, oh,
siding
my God.
Windows, doors, siding windows. That's all you can say. Siding windows. We got our siding windows and doors.
Yeah. I was like, oh, my gosh. Just it's a dream come true.
It is.
Oh, my gosh.
What a right time.
Never thought it would happen.
No. We play it mainly, you know, because we won some money in that drawing. I believe it was the first year you guys had the giveaway, Christmas giveaway, and she put my name on the lottery thing, whatever that is, the VIP thing.
Sure.
And we had a lady call one day, and she goes, are you Danny Maddox? And I said, yes. She goes, well, I'm from the Iowa Lottery. And she goes, have you checked your computer lately for your email? And I said, no, I don't do that very often. And that's just when we had a computer. We didn't have one of these phones.
Sure.
And she goes, well, you want some money? Will you want to go check your computer? I said, well, yeah, hang on. So I walked into the dining room and checked the computer, and sure as the devil, there it was, $1,000. And she goes, I've been trying to get a hold of you on the computer, and nobody checked their email, so I called you finally. And I said, okay, now who is this really?
You know? This is a practical joke, is what you're thinking.
So ever since then, around Christmas time, we like to play a few. We do.
Sure.
We play a few games.
Pick up a couple tickets here and there. And yeah, that's awesome.
And it was just the right time, I guess, the right place.